They gave you the two stations, Ottawa, Toronto.
Yep.
But in their decision, the first thing they say is that you had applied for a non-severable. Well, I mean, not applied for, but you had said non-severable your proposal. You wanted all five, or possibly just four, but Vancouver and Toronto for sure, or else your model wouldn't work. It's basically.
Well, yeah.
And
I mean, the reason we'd said that was that we were trying to avoid, to the greatest extent we could, what happened in the final decision, which is, you know, sort of a trying to partition it to everybody to sort of hopefully make it work for everybody, but at the same time making it more of a financial challenge. For us, I mean, I think with Ottawa and Toronto, based on, you know, our projections, those two can work, but on the greater picture we were trying to achieve with this was to sort of try to reset the idea of a national Aboriginal radio network that would allow Aboriginal people from across the country to connect on a radio network that is not only theirs, but on which there would be programming that would bring them all together, whether it's phone-in shows, whether it's programming in language that connects, you know, language speakers who are all over the country now. So obviously this is not going to happen on, you know, at the present time anyways under this formula, but we still think that, you know, this can work. It'll just mean that we have to rejig a bit some of the programming concepts that we had set down to sort of make them more local and regional to Ontario, rethink some of the language programming we were negotiating to acquire, because some of it was for languages that are out west that you don't find in these two markets.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll have an impact, and that's what we're assessing right now. At this point, we still plan to proceed. We haven't seen anything that would make our plan not workable. But we're disappointed, but we understand where the commission came from, and we'll do our best to make our end of it work.
Yeah. So two things. One is it sounded like from the statement you put out yesterday, and kind of maybe what you're saying now too, is that you still kind of have a vision to do something nationally. Maybe it would take longer to somehow set it up, but you'd still like to kind of go that route.
Oh yeah, that's a given. Yeah.
And actually, what you're just saying about the call-in shows—it sounds like a cross-country checkup on CBC, something like that, would be something you'd be envisioning as part of that kind of example.
Yeah, that would have been, you know, the goal here was to have, you know, had we had five markets, we had in our plan that every day one of the markets would have a call-in show on an issue that is, you know, specific to the community, maybe in part in that region, but that would allow all of the networks to air the show so that people could call in from those five markets. Because, you know, one thing that we know as Aboriginal Canadians is that often issues we face in Ottawa will be very similar to issues we may be facing in Edmonton or Vancouver. So the goal was to use this opportunity of five stations, 5 days, one show per station per week, but giving us the full week of call-in shows in order to sort of take issues, subjects, decisions, changes, events from each region and putting them out there for the entire community across the country to chat about every day. So this is going to have to change. I'm not sure what it's going to look like now. Those are the types of things we have to rethink. So as I said yesterday, you know, it does impact the model. It'll impact what we had in mind. So we'll just have to sort of focus it more locally and partially regional and see where we go from there. But, you know, that's the decision, so we have to make it work.
Yeah. Reading the what they wrote in their decision, like I said, it started off that they said, you said that it was a non-severable thing, but they then they were saying further down, I think probably taking it from what you applied with, that your programming, like you're just saying you're going to have to rejig your programming. When I was reading that in their decision, I got the sense it was talking about like the news programming, I think the local and also the spoken word and maybe the languages. It sounded like, and I took this might just be my interpretation, but thinking that you would kind of also have an economies of scale type of thing going with five stations, that it sounded like you wouldn't be able to provide the same level of service you were proposing if you didn't have the five stations to work with.
Well, Well, yeah, like I said, in this case, the call-in show, one coming from each region one day a week, meant that we could use some resources to other things for the rest of the week. Now, if we have to do three call-in shows out of one city or five out of each city every week, obviously it has an impact on our staffing requirements. It'll have an impact on some of our on-air personalities or what have you. So these are all the things we have. We started to look at today. We're going to be spending a few hours tomorrow going through our plan again to see what can still stand under this formula and what won't, because obviously the economies of scale was to have, for the five stations, we're going to have one production studio for, say, the advertising promos, the on-air promos for each station. We're going to get all of that centralized in one place. And serving five stations meant that, the staff we had planned for there could provide all of these five, but at an economy, because you're getting five, we had, two full-time people doing that for the five stations on a regular basis. Now we don't need two full-time people, of course. So, it's these types of economies that, how are we going to make it work? That's what's going to make a difference now.
Yeah, so is that an area of concern you have right now? Do you think you can make it work, or are you worried about that, or how would you phrase that?
We think it's going to be tight. We think the financial model is, not as, in our view, solid as it was before. But like I said, I can't give you an answer right now as to, whether it'll all come out perfect or not. We do need to sort of strategize and review all of our financial projections and everything else and see where we need to readjust our plan and see if we can readjust in accordance with the decision, too. There may be things that we think, if we don't do this, we'll be okay, but maybe the commission won't accept that. So this is everything we've got to look at.
Yeah. Just what you said, if the commission will accept it or not, do you have to kind of get reapproved with you proposed?
Well, it's not a question of reapproval.
Yeah.
The fact is, they, in their decision, they say, we expect them to do this.
Yeah.
But if some of these things right now, if we do them, we can't afford them, or it doesn't work anymore in the model, we, in our response to them, the decision, we may have to say that, we note that you've put this here, but we're, based on, further analysis, this will not work for only these two locations. So we would need instead to do this. Is this acceptable to you? I'm not sure what their response would be, but this is what we're looking at.
So is it kind of like a negotiation right now to see if it's still going to work?
I don't know that it's a negotiation. I mean, in our response to them, we'll say, we accept, but, subject to this.
Yeah.
And if they don't agree to it, then probably it's just not going to happen. They just say, no. Well, I don't know. We've never been in this situation before.
No.
So to me, it's new. And right now, our legal counsel is not available, so we are just sort of working at it together, but when he comes back, then we'll sit down, look at everything, and with him determine how best to proceed with the commission if we have to ask for some changes or whatever. Like I say, some of these questions are too early for me to answer.
Yeah. I guess the two last things I would think to ask right now is the one concern I had, or criticism, I guess, from some people is saying that a lot of the programming is coming out of Winnipeg, where your main office is, for these local communities that are in a different province. So I'm not sure if that is that how
no,
it's going to work.
I'm not sure who made those comments, but that's not true. The goal was to get programming done in the various, initially in the five stations, getting it from those regions, from language speakers in those areas. That's still the goal at this point, so it'll be the same for Toronto and Ottawa.
Yeah, okay. But still content coming from the TV, trying to make use of...
No, there's nothing coming... There's a couple of shows coming from TV that apply, say, the Face-to-Face, which is a political show that we will use on air as well, because whether you use it on radio or on TV, you don't have to see the two people talking to understand the conversation. So that will still be used. That won't be impacted, but when I talk about language programming coming from the various regions, that is going to be specific to those regions, which is why I say some of the programming that we had envisioned coming from the West will not work because if it's, I don't know, Dene or something, a language that is not present in the Ottawa and the Toronto markets, or the Shawnee or something, there's no point in having that language programming in these two markets because there are no language or maybe just a few language speakers that speak it. That wasn't the goal.
Yeah. I guess that the last kind of the main question would be the timeline you put on. You said you're aiming to have this going in 8 to 10 months, I think you said, right?
That's the goal right now, yeah.
Is that what you were expecting anyways? Has the change in, not change, but the what they decided, has that changed your timeline on how you do things?
Not at this point in time, no. The goal was always to have, if we had received the 5, we had told the commission we would launch the first 2 within a year, and the remaining 3 within 4 to 6 months after that. So we're pretty well, what we're saying isn't very different than what we told the commission initially.
Is there anything that we didn't cover you think is important?
I think the one thing that we really didn't cover was that, maybe you alluded to it a bit, we're still pretty adamant that the community across the country needs a national radio service, something that connects them together.
Mm-hmm.
So we will certainly be doing everything we can to, over time, be able to make this happen by sort of looking at other opportunities to acquire other markets or what have you. So we're determined to sort of over time build a national radio network. So at this point in time, we'll start with 2 if all the stars align and the finances make sense. And then we'll start looking to grow our network.
Yeah, I guess, so a follow-up question with that was, is that limited to the big cities, or are you looking to get into smaller cities if you go this route, or smaller rural? Yeah,
we'd consider smaller markets if there is a substantial Aboriginal population around them.
Yeah.
Obviously, going into an area where there's no Aboriginal community or very few Aboriginal individuals living there may not be something that market would sort of take to. So, obviously we wouldn't go in markets where there's no community around, but if there is, we would consider those as well.
Yeah. I guess what it made me think of is that a lot of people listen more online now than they do kind of over the airwaves. So is there plans
part of our plan was to have our stations online, so they'll still be online, but again, the having those 5 online where you're talking about national or you're having a national conversation made it more more interesting for people to watch it online from other markets that didn't have a station where they could jump in. Now it won't be a national conversation at the same extent, so in some areas we'll still have it online. Some people may still tune in for the music or what have you. But I think some of the concept ideas we had behind to draw people together won't work in a two-market approach, but we'll, over time, as I say, if we can expand it, then maybe we can create that long-term vision at some point soon.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.